Jackie Kennedy Onassis is one of the most iconic first ladies in history. She was born into a wealthy family and continued to live a life of luxury even after John F. Kennedy's death. But the lives of her aunt and first cousin turned out very differently. Tonight, the Kalamazoo Civic Theater will premiere a musical about Edith Bouvier Beale and Edie Beale called Grey Gardens. Director Art Niemitz explains a little bit more about the play.
They came from a very upscale family, well-to-do family. Lived in East Hampton on Long Island. Had an estate there called Grey Gardens, a beautiful house and grounds. In Act One, we see them at that stage of their life in 1941. Through the course of events and over the years, in Act Two, we're to 1973. The women have lost their money. They're living in the same house, but it's ramshackle, run down, and they're recluses. They pretty much live by themselves with a whole lot of cats and raccoons infesting the house, and things just generally falling apart.
No, they've read about us at the checkout line at the A&P. Our picture right alongside Elizabeth Taylor's drinking problem.
Go, Elizabeth Taylor.
And it's partially based on a documentary that they did about the war.
Yes. The two brothers, the Maisleys brothers, did a documentary called Grey Gardens, and it was used extensively for the musical. In fact, Act Two, much of the dialogue comes directly from the documentary.
The mess that was Grey Gardens caused quite a stir in the 70s. After a series of inspections, local officials told the Beale women to either clean up the place or get out. The first half of the musical takes place back when the Beales' lives were much like any other member of high society.
Ma'am, the caterer's arrived. Where do you like him to set up?
In the first act, Sandra Butler Davis plays Edie Beale, or Little Edie. She describes the relationship between Big Edie and her daughter.
It's kind of toxic, I think. I think that they do love each other. They can't live without each other. But little Edie, especially younger, which is how I'm portraying her, is in the first act when she's younger. She is trying to make it big. She wants to be an actress. She wants all of the things that her mother didn't get for herself. You know, she doesn't want to be tied down. You know, she wants a family. She wants to be married, but yet she wants the stardom that, you know, Broadway could bring her or Hollywood. Whoever wants to give it to her, you know, she's ready. So her and her mother go at it all the time. They're always sabotaging each other, you know, in what they do, and they don't even realize it.
And there she was in front of all of East Hampton with nothing but her wits. Well, a lesser girl would have shrieked and run for cover, but not our Edie. No, she swam the entire length of the pool twice, and then she climbed out. And you know how boys are, Mr. Kennedy. No one offered her a wrap or even a towel. And Edie had to walk right past them all the way to the cabana. In that moment, her nickname was born, Body Beautiful Beale. She became the most talked about girl in town. Why, that's the very definition of character, isn't it, Mr. Kennedy? To take a scandal and make it a triumph?
The story of the Beales' lives may be tragic, but director Art Niemitz says the musical handles their situation in a very playful way.
The audience is not coming to see a grim tragedy. It's a play that's got a lot of life to it, a lot of fun, and a lot of sadness.
Tickets for tonight's premiere are sold out, but you can find a link to tickets for Grey Gardens next week at WMUK.org.